to it, it was just, I'm preparing practice, like I said, to play. So when it was my number got called, I went out there. No matter how many plays it was, I was just gonna be out there for my team, So.
Did it just seem like college all over again for you in a way? You seem comfortable out there.
I mean, I really don't stress on the game too much because you prepare yourself in practice, So if you prepared in practice and I with coaches and scout teams and everything, I'm on scout team, definitely gets us prepared for the game. So, once the game comes, it's like go execute. So it don't really be, it wasn't really like, it's comfortable, as long as you know what you're doing.
How did it feel to make a couple plays out there? So you get a little bit excited after a couple tackles? I mean, just to.
It felt good because you're making a play for your team, But I mean, the most exciting was probably in preseason, when just that first NFL play. But just being out there making plays for your team, is exciting because you're out there and you're enjoying it, with the guys next to you, And
they showed a little bit of video on the team's website of the locker room after the game, and it looked like, Bill went up to you after and gave you a handshake or whatever and told you to do a good job. What's it feel like to get that kind of acknowledgement from a coach after a game like that?
Well, I mean, it just feels like, you did your job. But at the same time, it's a lot of stuff to get better at. So, at that time, it was like, yes, sir, thank you, coach. And, today, see your stuff, you got to keep corrected. And after that, you go in the next week and you correct it. So the Browns is behind us, it's on the Cincinnati now.
Not a lot of time to linger on the
Nah. Nah, I didn't linger on it. Just, I'd rather fix the corrections.
As young as you are, can you imagine playing in this league still at the age of 39?
Man, that's a long time.
That's a long time.
39, that's a long time. They had a player that ever do that?
The
linebacker?
Linebacker.
It's a difference. It'll be a blessing, but I'm just take it day by day, year by year. I'm just take it.
Decade by decade.
Looking forward to Cincinnati. How's it going to feel to have the home crowd behind you and Brady back for the game? You kind of describe how you're going to prepare and how it'll feel.
Well, our fans is great. We're going to prepare the same as we do each week. You had to ask Brady about Brady.
How important has the leadership of the other linebackers in particular been for you? Some guys have been around this league for a while and been solid players in this league for a while.
Well, everybody in the locker room is really great leaders, And I just follow the role of each veteran. And if I have a question, I can ask anyone, So it's you can definitely ask the linebackers because they're right next to me, but it's just not them. You can ask everyone on the team. Everyone has great inputs.
Even in preseason, you seem to have a knack for being around the football, which by your tackle totals you obviously had in college. Is that a matter of preparation?
Yeah, most definitely. Because, you're not going to make a lot of tackles just going out there and, playing. You have to – it comes from preparation and practice. I'm a big guy on that. We're a big organization on that. It's practice first, Practice make games easier sometimes. And when practice get hard and games get hard, that's when that stuff that you didn't practice and being able to overcome in practice, it makes the game easier.
Was there a different feeling for you on the sideline? Just the way you were more involved in
I wouldn't say that because anytime, active, inactive, I'm engaged. That's just, I wouldn't do it no other way but to be engaged. Helping my team. If I'm able to say, hey, that right there, yeah, that happened. That's just the type of culture we build around here. Being able to help each other see things that they probably didn't see or whatnot. So,
Any linebackers that you particularly enjoyed watching growing up that maybe you played a certain style that you like to play?
All of them, because they was on the level that I wanted to definitely get on. You know, I respect every linebacker in this league and then came through here, you know. So I say all, you know, I respect the whole game. So, yeah, I looked at all of them.
And then specific to yesterday, I mean, how much do you think special teams was a factor in you just maybe even just being active for the game? Because I think you were on kickoff coverage.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
special teams,
you know, is a big factor. You know, that's a phase in the game, you know. So I definitely was excited to be on special teams. But at the same time, like I say, each week I come in, I'm just trying to put my best foot forward in practice to be able to not just feature on scout team for my team to win, but also be able to make a play or do some good things for the team to be able to get a win, you know. And that's just why I'm all about team. So if it's good for the team, it's good for me.
When did you feel like one of your strengths is reading plays quickly? It seemed like yesterday it was able to come downhill pretty fast and ruin some of their running plays. Do you feel like that's something that's helped you get to where you are, just to read and react the way you have?
I mean, that's just kind of my style of play, you know, and it's just, you know, we got to stop the run, we got to stop the run. Only one way to stop it, by coming downhill. So, you know, I say, like, that's just my style of play, you know, really aggressive guy.
Second nature, kind of.
Yeah, it's just kind of instinctive, second nature, but it's cool, fun to do.
Before you guys left the stadium, everybody left the buses to go out to the Jim Brown statue. How much did you appreciate that moment, paying tribute, in a sense, and gaining an appreciation for one of the all-time greats?
Oh, you definitely appreciate it because, like I just said, you got a high respect for everyone on this level and everyone that definitely has came before you, you know. So being able to go out there and see that statue and just see one of the greats, you know, it's a great honor, you know. So it was a big thing for me, and I wish I, you know, was able to, like, I'm young, so, you know, just being able, I bet the people watching them, but yeah, it was great. It was great being able to pay respects to his statue.
Joe Cardona give you a hard time about the Houston game?
Huh?
Joe Cardona give you a hard time about the Houston game?
I'm going to have to leave Houston where Houston at. I'm going to have to just leave that. Yeah.